radio is turning KROX. Let's go, 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 let's go.
Happy Friday, Matt.
Bye. I'm on it. I can't even talk. I'm getting ready to take my first vacation days really since last
2 years.
Well, I had a couple days off last year at Christmas. But they were taking up a lot of family stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
But my first trip, like my first thing that I get to go do that's not, you know, just
for someone else other than your
wife
and kids. Yeah.
I'm going with my wife and kids, which is fine. I just mean, like, I don't really have responsibilities for the next 4 days.
Hell yeah.
And I guess that's nice. What I should say. This is my first time in 2 years to not have responsibilities. Now I got to get everybody there safely. I'm driving and I have to spend tomorrow cooking a Thanksgiving feast that can be wrapped in foil and then reheated on one of those grills that you have in the state park.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're doing.
That's going to be fun. What state park? Where are you going? What are you doing? How long's the trip?
I'm not telling the people.
Ooh, a secret place.
I don't want to. You know how
Matt. Yeah. Hey, it's me. Matt.
No, we're going out to the mountains. We're going out to West Texas.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I got everything set up. I got the house sitter all engaged because we're not going to take the dog and someone watching the house. Plus, my neighbors are going out of town, so our house sitter's actually going to watch my dog. And then all the neighbors' animals, too.
Nice, nice.
I guess so. Cost a little extra. And then we are hopping in a vehicle, and we're going to go see the Great West. The Great West. That's my favorite
place
to go.
Manifest Destiny.
I love going out to the desert. That's that's my happy place. You know, a lot of people like the beach. A lot of people like the big city. I like a desert with no cell service.
Yeah.
Makes me super happy.
Hey, man, looking up at the stars. It's beautiful out there. I totally get it.
Yeah, we're taking my kid out to the McDonald Observatory. My youngest is into the stars. And
they have all the telescopes out there. The drive just up the mountain to go is
yeah. I've never been to the
wonderful.
Star party.
It's great, man. It's great.
I bet we've stayed out there 10 times over the years. Never been to the star party, and we made reservations this year. And I got to take my youngest out there. I mean, my oldest is going to have to go, but I can tell you what, she ain't going to be happy about it. She's going to be like, there is no TikTok out here, and I am not happy. This sucks.
Literally
ass.
No cell service. And also the first thing you do when you get out there is they take you to an amphitheater and basically lecture you for 45 minutes to an hour. The reason is so your eyes can adjust to darkness.
Right.
And then it gets more fun, but that is the most boring part because a lot of it is just standing there and waiting and then occasionally learning some stuff, hearing some things, but there's a good chunk of standing around doing nothing. So
oh, you gotta stand?
It's the little built-in amphitheater. You could sit, lay down if you want, whatever.
I'm bringing fold-out chairs.
But it's a blast. I mean, the oldest kid might not like it, but I think everyone else will. It's really neat looking through those telescopes because they're really good. Like, you get to see star clusters and things that you didn't. It just looks like one blob of light when you look through the smaller kind of telescope, and then when you look through the actual advanced one, it's like, oh.
Through no planning or no smarts of our own, the last two times we've gone, you know, I went out to my family's ranch not long ago. One weekend I had to go out and feed some animals or whatever, but it happened to be on night where there was no moon, and that far out of in the middle of nowhere, you can see the full Milky Way or whatever, but you can't see the detail.
Yeah.
But I think it was the first time my kids were like, What is that?
Yeah.
Like, because when you're out there long enough, like you said, your eyes adjust. Suddenly you're like, what is that? Did a plane fly over? Is that like a smoky cloud? And I'm like, no, that's the universe.
That's what it looks like.
That's the universe is what you're looking at. And I think their minds were a little like, what?
Because they grew up just seeing the kind of haze of the city lights and whatnot.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, that's you don't us see looking the sky. Through. The distance of everything that's out there in just our one solar system.
I'll be going on a trip too, just to Bernie, Texas. But there's a lot of cow patties out there. I'll be looking under old school high school
that's
style.
That's the chocolate Milky Way.
Yeah, a little different.
Yeah.
Here's more from Matt and CJ. 101X.
Today we celebrate the birth of the most famous outlaw in the Wild West. Matt, can you guess who this human might be?
Well, most famous outlaw, there's probably a pretty good chance you're going to go with Jesse James.
I would say and argue Billy the Kid.
Oh, that's who I meant anyway.
Yeah, Billy the Kid, the infamous Western outlaw, most likely born in a poor Irish neighborhood in New York City. Billy called himself William H. Bonney, though that was most likely not his name either. Around 1865, Billy and his family traveled west to Indiana, Kansas, and eventually wound up in Mexico. After his mother died, he left his brother and stepfather and began working on a ranch, eventually finding his way to John Tunstall's ranch, where he became a bodyguard, as we all know from watching both of the Young Guns movies.
Didn't know that he was ever a bodyguard.
He was a bodyguard. You never watched the Young Gun movies?
I mean,
Emilio Estevez?
May have, but probably when they, I mean, when I was a kid, maybe?
God, those movies kicked ass. Let's just hear a little bit.
Now, my favorite thing about Billy the Kid is how, if you drive through the West, every single small town has a Billy the Kid museum, and they're always just like, home of Billy the Kid, and it's like, he lived in a lot of places, I'm guessing, and, you know?
Yeah, he moved around a lot. I used to love Westerns as a kid.
Sure, I still do.
And we would dress up in battle, but we would take sticks and clothespins and make rubber band guns out of them, and just hurt each other with those rubber band guns.
As you should.
Yeah, it was absolutely great. So, where we're at, John Tunstall's ranch, he was a bodyguard. Tunstall was killed by a rival cattle baron, leading to the famous Lincoln County Wars. Billy led a vigilante posse to hunt down the killers known as the Regulators. Billy the Kid went on to survive not only the Lincoln County Wars, but being surrounded in a house by a U.S. Army squadron, allegedly armed with a Gatling gun, where he and his crew shot their way out. He even escaped from jail while waiting to be hung. After being on the run for 2 years, former friend and new sheriff Pat Garrett tracked him down to a ranch near Fort Sumter and shot him dead, allegedly in the back. Or so it seems. In the 1920s, a man by the name of Brushy Bill Roberts came about. There were books about him, museums. He claimed to be Billy the Kid, had some very compelling evidence and stories. However, his claims have been disproven. Or have they? So, Billy the Kid, celebrating his birthday today, allegedly killed people, as many as 20 people that he said, and also, you know, infamously didn't count non-white males as people, so who knows what that number is, but they say it was more like he killed around 9 people. Died at the age of 21, too. So it's pretty crazy that one of the most famous outlaws only lived to be 21 years old.
Dang, dog.
Young Wild Buck. And another...
Just think of how much damage he could have done if 6th Street was around.
Oh, dude. I mean, we're about to get to the Wild West.
Yeah.
But yeah, just drunk, angry...
He would have loved...
Poor, bad family kids.
He would have loved Dirty Six, wouldn't he? He would have had a great time down there. Going to shot bars, firing off guns every single weekend. Could have been great for him. Really missed out on his day.
He was born a little too early.
Just missed it.
Another fun gunslinging fact that a lot of people don't know because the way they're displayed in Westerns. They didn't really have gun belts. Like we see in draws and everything like that. They literally just tucked them into their pants. And often, because...
Where are you hearing this?
From historians.
Wow.
They just tucked the guns in their pants, but because the guns didn't have similar mechanisms that they do now, the next shot in the cylinder was always empty because guns would often just fire on their own, so they always kept that first one, if the trigger or hammer got back empty, so they wouldn't shoot their dangers off. Little fun cowboy facts.
I don't know that I wholly believe that.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things that's like somebody who was a bored professor was like, I'll write this, and I'll lecture about it. I mean, maybe poor people, but I think sheriffs had... I don't think sheriffs carried their guns around their pockets.
Well, most outlaws did, though. That's kind of the thing. not most outlaws can afford still, a nice leather belt. And
most outlaws still conceal carry.
That's true.
Well, it's really hasn't changed much.
No, not at
it
all.
It just really, it sounds like Texas just has not changed in 200 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations to us, Texas.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Time to let Spencer out of the producer's dungeon. He's going to either entertain us or not. If he entertains us, he gets to stay outside of the dungeon. If he doesn't entertain us, he's got to go back in. Spencer, what you got?
I don't have a lot today. I don't really have anything, to be honest. Just not that prepared, but I could talk about what I had for lunch.
Wow, Spencer.
I had a good lunch. I had a really good lunch.
It's like you're begging to spend the rest of the show in the producer's dungeon.
I mean, it's nice in there.
It probably smells better than the studio. So I'll give you that.
I do kind of want to highlight this burger bar and tap room I checked out earlier today for lunch.
Tell us about it.
There we go.
It's called 528. I actually don't know. I should ask him how to pronounce it. The number is 5280.
Okay.
5280 Burger Bars and Tap Room is what it's called. It's over off...
It's pronounced Fatati.
Oh, excuse me.
There we go.
Fatati. It's over off Far West Boulevard. Looks sort of, I'm assuming, I think it's only been about a month. Chewy and I were checking it out earlier. Looking at the Instagram, there's only like one picture. We didn't know what to expect. It was kind of like a weird...
Now, how did you have the guts to try out something new like that had really nothing else and no one's talking about?
I think Chewy...
By getting high with Chewy and just being hungry?
Yeah, guilty as charged.
Maybe.
Had either of you seen it before driving around town?
Not really. I don't know where he found it. He found it somewhere online. We were looking up before we left. And he said, oh, let's try this out. Or this Tex-Mex joint. And I was like, oh, we can get Tex-Mex. Well,
anytime.
I guess we can get burgers anytime anyway.
No, I was going to say, burgers are such a hard thing to find.
Let me grab a burger. So we went and we took a risk and turned it out. Pretty good.
Pretty good, hell yeah.
Pretty good. Got some burgers. I got the normal burger, just a burger, just cheese.
Right.
Excellent. That's very good. Fries are great. They make their own ketchup. They do a whole bunch of their stuff like in-house. And they got 12 beers from Texas and from Colorado on tap.
Let me talk to you about the important part.
Yeah, did you have four or five of those beers?
Yeah, did anybody sample those beers?
I sampled one.
There's no way that's true.
Yeah, officer, I only had one.
Come on.
No. I've been with you, old hog.
I know, but I was eating the burger and I got full and I wanted another beer, but I couldn't.
I'm sorry. I've been with you, big baby hollow leg, quite a few times.
I know this. I'm trying to cut back, too.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Spencer's he's a full-size boy. What are you, 6'2", 6'3"?
6'2".
Okay. You're a grown man. You're a big-sized dude, right? And I've been with you before where you will drink a pint like some people will take a shot glass. Yeah. I have seen you just go, and it goes down into the gun.
You're not judging me for it, though.
You think I'm judging you, or do you think I think of you with pride?
Oh, thank you. But I didn't. I swear to God. Why would I make that up? I just had one drink.
Okay,
That's not impressive.
Here's the deal. You weren't entertaining me until you got to the end with this absolute bald-faced lie that you only had one beer afternoon. I'm not buying it. I will let you hang out a little bit longer. 5280 Burger Bar. Go check it out.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
You're getting ready. You're getting ready to go on road trips, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to help you take your family where you need to go. It's the parent pickup. When I let you parents, you warriors, you heroes in the pickup line know what's good for you and the fams. You are getting ready to head out to go to grandma's maybe or the uncle's something or lots of road trips. It's a busy time of year for everybody driving.
Very much so.
And a simple drive from here to Houston tomorrow will probably, instead of taking you 2.5 hours, 3 hours, will end up taking you 5 because everyone will be leaving the city at the same time. Oof. Your kids, maybe they've got a Game Boy, maybe whatever, but what's something new you could do in the car? I'm always looking for this because I got kids that get car sick, too, if they read.
Sing along.
Ugh. You F off, dude. Podcasts. Podcasts. And look, I'm not talking about the Joe Rogan experience. I don't know that your kids are ready for
DMT
Alpha Brain and DMT and Elk Meat and the rest of it.
Jamie, pull that up.
There are a whole lot of really fun family-oriented podcasts out there. If you've never downloaded a podcast, you don't know how to do it. It is simple. First of all, no matter what your phone is, you probably have just a default podcast catcher, as they call them, on your phone. It's called Podcasts if you've got an Apple platform. If you're using the Android platform, I think it's just called Google Podcast. And or you can check out Pocket Casts if you want a few more advanced features. Pocket Casts works on both. It's pretty good. A couple suggestions, but why? It's kids submit questions, but why? Think of things like, you know, why is the sky blue? Why does my nose run? Things like that. And then there's scientists to kind of answer those questions. It's in little bite-sized chunks. Usually gets my kids' attention within 15 minutes, and then suddenly they're sucked into it, and we'll listen to it for a long time, and then they stop fighting in the back seat.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Check out Smash Boom Best. It's a fun debate podcast. Things like unicorns versus dragons or pizza versus ice cream. It's posed, and then people have to debate it out. There is a kid judge who sides
listens
with one
to
way
the logic.
Or the other way.
Yeah, I like that.
And
that's
says,
that's
hey,
fun.
This one is when, yeah, I'm, and it's fun because it's also great too because you know, a lot of you out there, parents, are always looking for different ways to get involved with your kids, talking to them. And sometimes the little prompts on that
can spark up a fun convo. Yeah.
Absolutely. If you don't want to talk to anybody and you want everybody to shut up, some serialized podcasts are great because it's long stories. Sometimes can take up a couple of hours, especially if you're having to drive far. The Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian is a good one that kids can kind of lean into. It's 8 episodes. And it does take a while, so it can probably get you to grandma's and then get you back home on Sunday. Or check out Welcome to Night Vale. Your kids, you may have even heard them talk about it, because that one, a little bit older kids, but has sparked a lot of interest. Kind of creepy, spooky, not horrifying, but there's a lot there, and kids seem to really, really enjoy it. That is
cool. This
day's lesson for the parent pickup. Have fun on your travels, and remember, if you've had too much to drink, let your kids drive.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
We've been going over some Thanksgiving hacks the last week or so, and today I've got some cooking hacks for hacks.
That's what I want.
You should know. You might know. Your grandma knows, but you might not, to make your dinner experience a little quicker, a little easier.
It's always nice to have a little bit of extra time that you could spend fighting with your relatives or having drinks.
Absolutely. You know what? That's probably the reason people do stuff the slow, old-fashioned way.
There
so,
you go.
So you're in the kitchen avoiding everyone.
There you go.
This used to be one of my duties for my grandma.
You said duty.
I hate it. I hated peeling potatoes. I effing hated it, and I would always like cut corners and try to do it quick. Peeling potatoes, peeling carrots. Nope, that old hag. She knew she'd make me peel them again. To this day, I don't peel potatoes or carrots. I just cook them how they are. Why do you even got to peel them?
How old was she?
Pretty old. She's an old lady.
Did you ever peel her?
No, she was peeling on herself. Leathery, wrinkly. Oh, disgusting. Don't peel your potatoes. Boil them with the skin on, and if you put them straight into an ice bath, those skins slide right off. But again,
same thing with grandma's.
Yes. Get that ice bath going. She's ready. Don't make a whole turkey. Why would you do that? The turkey breast is faster and easier to make. One feeds up to 4 people and 2 feeds up to 8. So that's good if you're not having a ton of people over. But the turkey breast isn't the best part of the turkey.
No, but I will say you can sometimes get a half, like a side of a turkey, whatever, or a turkey thigh and a turkey breast. I've done this in the past, put it on the old PK grill, smoked it, and
turned out pretty good.
I'm not having any festivities where I'm having 80 people over the house. It's 4 or 5, and it's always been the perfect amount to feed everyone.
Preheat your roasting pans. Let them in the oven while you're preheating it, and things will cook faster, especially for roasting vegetables. Did not know that. If you feel like getting your blender really nasty, make gravy in a blender. Instead of stirring and simmering, you can thicken it and get all the lumps out with the blender. Just Google gravy blender recipe. That sounds disgusting.
It's not.
In a blender?
Yeah.
Do you not have a nice blender?
I have a great blender.
Do you put gravy in it?
I got a Vitamix. I put anything in it.
Okay. Use store-bought ingredients to your advantage. For example, most people expect green bean casserole to be made with cream and mushroom soup, so making the sauce from scratch probably isn't worth it. Sure, why not? And do your guests actually want homemade cranberry sauce? Hell no.
Can, baby.
The can is the way to go.
If I don't see ridges, better. If I don't see ridges on the edge of that thing, I am pissed off.
I am out. It's just better than the hard to chew, natural, sour as F cranberry crap. Now, give me all the preservatives, all the sugar, all the goodness of cranberry out of a can.
And the sound it makes when it comes out.
And I know a lot of people are so proud of the cranberry dressing, and everyone that goes to eat's like, oh, you made your own cranberry sauce. Yum. No. In a can.
All those
in
things. The fact is, you want comfort food on Thanksgiving. Comfort food, right?
Exactly.
And comfort food does not come out of Food & Wine magazine. That is elevated. And I guess if maybe you're having the boss over for dinner or something, but for the most part, we want the memories of our childhood.
You don't have to make everything from scratch.
No. Look, I made the mistake my first year. I tried to get all fancy. But the fact is, guess what people like? Stovetop stuffing. They don't like the stuff that you spent hours making because you made your own bread and a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Stovetop stuffing makes a family happy.
Absolutely. The only thing I will say, I have no problem with powdered packet gravy. It's fine. It's good. It's freaking gravy.
That's terrible.
But, dude, old-fashioned on the skillet made with beef grease gravy. Nothing can beat it. That is the one thing that I do love to make from scratch. If I'm making something,
it
with
doesn't
gravy.
Take very long. I mean, you make it right there in the roasting pan.
It's just grease, flour, and pepper.
That's it.
A little bit of salt. That's
so easy, bro.
Good old fashioned gravy. So
I could drink some gravy right now.
Yum, yum, yum. Hopefully shots that saved you a little bit of time on this Thanksgiving. And you know, if you. You're having family, friends over for Thanksgiving, and you want a radio celebrity to come over and hang out with you, I'll be all alone. So, you know.
You call him, and he'll introduce you to some of his radio celebrity friends.
You can win right now.
101X, Matt and CJ.
Every Friday, Matt and I do a sports bet, because Matt claims to know nothing over sports, yet he continually wins this again and again and again. We have a punishment Plinko. And why is that, Matt? Why did we go with the totally original punishment Plinko?
Well, because a punishment wheel is so passe. It's a real...
Everyone does it.
Everyone does the punishment wheel. That's why we went with something super, super original like
never
punishment Plinko board. I will say it's an impressive... The damn thing's 4.5 feet tall. I feel good about it.
It's good. And it clanks and makes noise, and it actually works. So, because we're taking off the rest of the week, I thought I would do a very special Turkey Day edition of Sports Bets.
Wait. Are you trying to get out of... So, because you didn't take the punishment last week, even though you got one.
I'm going to have to video that, yeah.
And why aren't we doing the punishment today? It was supposed to be done.
We're going to, but we got to do our sports bets first. I'm not going to be sitting. Yesterday I lost, so Spencer has to give me a rope burn on my arm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, but first, the bets, okay?
All right,
here we go. This is for over the weekend on Monday. Whoever loses will have to drop a coin in the punishment Plinko. In fantasy football, does running back Christian McCaffrey go over or under 23 points?
Under.
Under 23 points. English League One, who scores more goals, Sunderland or Cambridge United?
Oof, Sunderland's terrible. Let's go. I don't know anything about Cambridge United, though. Sunderland's been relegated, so let's go with Cambridge United.
Ooh, choosing against the boss's team. Yikes. Who wins in college football, Tulsa or SMU?
Wait, our boss owns Sunderland?
Yes. Yeah. He just works here to kind of chill. They probably wouldn't have been relegated had he stayed over and been a good
skipper. Question did you just ask me?
Who wins, Tulsa or SMU?
SMU.
SMU, choosing the boss's team there. Good job. You're one for one with them. Does Texas cover the spread versus Kansas State or nah?
What is the spread versus Kansas State?
I didn't write it down. I have no clue. Kansas State has a winning record. Texas does not.
I know, but I think that I feel like since it's the last game of the season, they might come around. I'll say that they'll cover it.
Cover? In cricket, are you picking India or New Zealand?
Got to go with you.
India has
a lot.
They are a powerhouse,
and they have much more passion when it comes to cricket than any other place in the world. Plus, Adi, my friend Adi, would be very upset with me.
Adi loves some cricket. Yeah,
if he'd be very upset with me if I went with New Zealand.
And I think they play for like 3 days, so I'll have to figure out who wins. I might have to consult Adi to figure out
who
won.
Literally just one at bat.
In the NBA, the Knicks are playing the LA Lakers, Phoenix against Brooklyn, Golden State versus Philadelphia all over the course of this weekend. Who wins more games, the East or the West? East Coast teams, West Coast teams. Who you got?
Who are the three East Coast teams that are in in what you just read to me?
Knicks, Brooklyn, and Philadelphia.
And then New York,
Philadelphia,
no,
Brooklyn.
I mean, I know where Brooklyn is.
Golden State, Los Angeles, Phoenix.
I'll go East.
East?
Yeah.
Look at that. Taking Biggie over Pac. In the 101X Fantasy Football...
Wait, how many questions are there?
I did 7 because it's a special weekend edition. Oh, we're running close. We better break soon.
You're trying to run us out of time so I don't get to give you a burn.
Okay, yeah, get over here.
Exactly what he's trying to do. He doesn't want the punishment.
In the 101X League, who wins this week's fantasy matchup between Dale and CJ?
Oh, you're going to win it? You should ask me who's going to cry more between the two of you.
But I'm going to win it?
I'll say that you'll win.
Okay.
It. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Spency, before we go, put 30 seconds on the clock.
All right. Let me get over there.
Careful with my arm.
You need to those arms. All right,
here
good.
We go, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be nice.
30
seconds
on
the clock. I want to hear some noise from you, too. Hang on.
Hey, whoa.
You don't get to lube it up there.
We never said you couldn't put lotion on your arm.
That's disgusting. Grab the other arm.
Okay.
Grab the other arm.
No, my other arm has tattoos. I don't want to mess up.
You have tattoos.
Okay, go ahead. There we go.
That's all not right. Fair to do to him.
All right, here we go.
He shouldn't have to touch all that.
No, go do it. Just do it. I'm already nervous.
Your dog's trying to protect you.
Here, okay, I'll wipe it off. Jesus.
Now you know how the ladies feel.
Just 30 seconds, rope burn by Spencer.
This is the only time I've seen somebody give somebody a rope burn where they end up with soft hands afterward.
All right, 30 seconds on the clock. Here we go.
I got it. Here we go. It started at the 38.
That does kind of... Ow, he is digging into it.
Get down there by the wrist. That's where you can hurt. Yeah, there's too much... This lotion thing...
It feels like I'm getting a massage.
Yeah, it's absolutely you cheated, dude.
How does that feel?
If it makes you feel any better,
he
is pulling plenty of arm hair.
It just tickled you. It's so fair.
All right, so there we go. That was very sexual. I loved it. All right, so the sports bet will return Monday. We'll see where we end up.
Matt and CJ. 101X.
Keanu Reeves just came out with his must-see movies list. It's not bad.
Number one, Constantine. Number two, The Matrix. Oh, no, number one's going to be that one movie.
He is in that whole thing that they do with the media hustle because he's got the new Matrix movie coming out.
Yeah,
or is it already out? I don't follow that thing. So like, they made 3 Matrix movies, right?
Yes.
And then there's one now coming out 20-something years later?
Yes.
And is it... all right. Cool. So,
all right.
Anyway,
that's it. Good night, folks.
Well, no. Here's the Keanu Reeves recommends film list. Very first thing on there is The Neon Demon. I don't know it. Do you?
Nope.
Clockwork Orange is next.
Man, that seemed like one that was so cool when you're in high school. And then you watch it
I'm
going to
tell
like,
you all of these are.
Okay.
So I don't know that he, like, I think he's kind of a high schooly dude.
So any 17-year-old has these movie posters on his wall.
It's really remarkable. I mean, it's missing Harold and Maude, and that's about it.
Okay.
Rollerball is next, which is, I mean, if you're going to pick a Bond movie, that one, I guess, is a little.
No, that's not a Bond movie. Yeah,
that's Thunderball.
Yeah.
Rollerball is the one with James Caan.
Skating and you die in a game. Yeah.
The Bad Batch. Don't know it. Do you?
It sounds familiar.
Well, then we start getting into stuff I do recognize. Doctor Strangelove.
Okay. Peter Sellers was fun in that. Yeah.
Seven Samurai.
Okay.
Amadeus.
Yeah.
It
was God who cursed me.
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead.
I don't know that one.
Well, I mean, I know the play. I didn't know they made a movie version. Then he gets into The Evil Dead.
Okay, that's a fun one.
Yeah, I suppose. Finally, we get to something where I get excited, and it's Raising Arizona, which is a fantastic movie.
Also
it still holds
one.
Up. Still
yeah.
holds up. Have you seen, when's the last time you saw Raising Arizona?
Probably like seven years ago.
Turn the other side. It still holds up and is really good. So you got a panty on your head.
But then, what you got against Amadeus?
Nothing. I'm okay. fine with it, I guess. You want to go back to Amadeus?
I'll go back and watch that. Also, when Falco had that hit song.
Well, he had that hit, but it's not in the movie Amadeus.
It doesn't matter. You combine the two. It's great.
Did you know that if you start playing Rocky Amadeus, everything is... They both are crap. The Professional and La Femme Nikita, which is, aren't those the same movie, essentially?
I haven't seen The Professional since I was a kid, either.
Young Frankenstein he has in there.
Okay, yeah.
Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
I watched that recently, and it wasn't as fun as I remember it.
Because that's what I was talking about. He has this real kind of... He's like a 20... He's an 18-year-old
guy.
Dude.
Yeah,
I'm kind of amazed by these favorite movies, because they're all like, okay.
I just moved into the garage of my own house, and I got my own space.
Yeah.
Weight bench, posters.
The Outlaw Josie Wales and Road Warrior Mad Max 2.
Hell yeah.
They were all kind of shocking to me, because I really thought, I don't know, I, for some reason, pictured him having different movie tastes than he has, or I think he may be screwing with us, and he's like, I'm just going to put out a bunch of like movies, that a list that I made for myself when I was 19 years old.
Yeah, but I feel like if he was screwing with us, he would have done a more cliche list. He would have said Scarface.
You don't think that's
Fight Club?
But that's a different dude, though.
Okay.
That's a different dude than this dude.
Okay.
And there's a part of me too that maybe he's not doing the toxic masculinity guy. He's just doing the guy that
the
loves
college
Entertainment Weekly magazine or something. There's also, you cannot find a clip of Keanu Reeves talking badly about anyone.
No,
they keep trying to get him to trap him into. They're like, well, how about this movie? And he's like, it was a great experience. It's just like, come on, man. Be mean about somebody, dude.
Here's more from Matt and CJ. 101X. And now it's time for the Nerd Report.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd.
Walmart.com has just released their hottest toys this year. A couple weeks back, we talked about Target's top toys, and now we're going to go to Walmart because, let's be real, as a kid, that's where all my stuff came from. Good old-fashioned Walmart. The first and foremost most popular thing seems to be the Leapfrog series of kids' learning tablets. These just kind of look like simpler iPads with a lot of hard rubber and plastic around them. Learning games, fun stuff like that.
Yeah, I seem to vaguely remember that from when my kids were kids, but I don't think we ever got it. I don't like my kids learning.
It also seems like a lot of kids, I mean, dude, I don't know. I have one kid I know, my nephew, just gets hand-me-down iPads and iPhones that are already kind of cracked and busted to learn on and do the apps and games.
Also, like, my friends have a kid. His favorite toy is the vacuum cleaner hose from the shop vac.
Yeah,
that's his favorite toy.
Find something around the house.
Yeah. My son had a stick outside that was his favorite stick. It's even you can wiggle it at a young age. They don't care about it.
Hey, why don't you stop trying to ruin capitalism, okay?
Sorry.
Another toy, the Leapfrog Blues Clues and You Play and Learn Thinking Chair. There's also, of course, the Lego Advent Calendar, where every day of the week you get a new Lego set.
Now we're talking about you.
No, you remember your kids had that once, and didn't I steal something out of one of their days?
You may have. That sounds about right.
And your wife and Lisa were both like, you don't do that to a kid. And I was like, oh, it's funny. And they're like, no.
Oh,
they wait every day to have something.
Yeah, because you thought, no, you stole candy out of there.
Oh, that's right.
And
that's
I was
right.
like, my kids will absolutely know. And
cry.
That's when I realized that you just didn't understand kids' brains at all, because you came... you opened up one of the doors of the advent calendar
from the back
and took the candy out.
Took the candy.
So that when they popped it open, there would be no candy
there.
You thought that was funny.
That's a great prank.
You don't prank kids, dude.
Okay, well, now I've learned. There's the Nido Groovy Glob Squeeze. There's a whole product of something called Nido Groovy Things, which I guess are like different size stress balls that change colors and stuff like that.
What does a kid have to be stressed out about?
Dude, life can be tough when you're little. There's the Dino Universe Fizz and Dig Volcano Surprise. This just looks like a volcano. You just pour crap. You pour bacon soda and vinegar in it, and it volcanoes. They've got the...
Is that how bad we've become as a country and a culture that we can't even let kids make their own damn volcanoes out of mud outside and then pour in a little bit of vinegar and some baking soda?
No, dude. You have to buy it at Walmart for $20 for Christmas. There's the Sesame Street Rockin' Rhyme Elbow. And then it goes on. There's a lot more toys, various, all ages, great stuff, exciting, blah, 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 Walmart crap. And then I found this badass bad boy. All new at Walmart, the 24-volt Thunder Tank Ride-On with working cannon and rotating turret.
Let me see the picture.
$449. It fits you and your buddy in it. You can drive around and actually shoot missiles with the rotating turret. How badass does this look, Matt?
I don't understand why a 17-year-old kid would take a rifle to a protest. I don't understand it. Is there anything about our culture that would convince them it's a good idea?
Where did they learn it?
Dude, let's be honest, though. If you had that as a kid, holy crap,
that is so badass.
A tank that fires off missiles?
Rotating turret, and it clearly fits two people in it. Oh, look, it's also got a little machine gun that shoots Nerf.
How many fat dads does it fit?
I'll find out.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Texas Department of Safety says they cannot wait to give you a ticket. Starting tomorrow.
Yeah. The holidays are the worst for speed traps, especially in Texas. Damn it. Ugh.
Well, we have had very weird, because of COVID, very weird 2 years of COVID Thanksgivings. But they're saying it's forecasted to be up back to like original kind of driving loads on the roads out here in Texas. I said load. And they say it's going to be pretty packed. In fact, up almost 10% from last year. It's a huge jump. And they say it's basically levels I haven't seen since 2019. And because of that, DPS is worried that we've forgotten how to drive, or that we might go loosey-goosey. So they are flooding the roads with popo. And I don't know if you know this, but I have never been pulled over by DPS once where they haven't just said, here is your ticket. There's no like... Is what seems to be the emergency today? Is everything okay? It's usually just, well, here's the day. I'll clock you at this, and here you go. You're going to need to sign here.
Yeah, DPS, they don't F around, dude.
There's no effing around.
They do that quick.
Yeah, well, they got more money to make.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that can speed by while they got
you. They've got to get you in and out.
I have, knock on wood, received very few tickets in my life, but, boy, every time I drive up to Dallas, woof. I always just factor in an extra $250 to $300 because they manage to always pop me in that direction.
They're bad, and once you get even outside of when you get in the Denton, Decatur, then Childress County, when you get into the Panhandle, every little town is a speed trap because you know how as you go from 75 to 70 to 60 to 55 to 45 to 35 and then ramp back up, they get you coming into town,
yeah,
and they get you going out of town because you know you're back on the highway, so you think you can kick back up to 70. Nope. They wait for you. They'll get you.
Thank you for explaining how crap. Speed limits work.
Well, speed traps. I'm just saying that just because you know you're on the highway doesn't mean you can go 70. Because you can see the sign in front of you doesn't mean that's the speed limit yet.
This insurance guy say that you should plan on pulling over every 2 hours or 100 miles to take a break. Yeah, that is the most ridiculous... Dude, I'm a dude. When I get in the car, it ain't stopping until I get there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to whiz in a bottle or I'll just put a tube on it and go right out the window. I'm not stopping for anything. And I don't know why my wife and kids think that I'm willing to go to a fast food restaurant or a bathroom.
Sit down and eat.
That's on the other side of the freeway.
Oh, never.
But they can suck a thing on that one because I'm like, no. If it's on this side of the freeway, we can stop. And they're like, oh, Buc-ee's. No. Not on a holiday weekend.
It's not on the right side.
You don't go to a Bucky's on a holiday weekend because that's a madhouse. You think it was difficult getting into the Rolling Stones concert. You just try to get in and out of a Bucky's parking lot during a holiday weekend. Anyway, that being said, I went ahead and did a little bit of research for you. And guess what? Best Buy, and there are Best Buys all over the city, already has Black Friday markdowns on radar detectors.
Hey, I forgot those are still a thing.
Yeah, you can save up to $40 on a highly rated Escort brand. Actually, you can save $100, but you'd have to go all the way to San Marcos to get the really good one. But what they have available in the Austin area, you can save $40 on a radar detector. And I think that one actually even covers a ticket where they've got insurance where if you get popped while you had this on, they'll pay the ticket for you. So I went ahead and did that little research for you in advance. If you're flying, good luck. There's no way I'd want to be inside of an airport this weekend at all.
I have friends going to a wedding in Mexico flying out on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, that's easy. Thanksgiving Day is easy.
Is it?
Tomorrow's the nightmare.
The busy day? Okay.
Tomorrow's the nightmare. Thanksgiving Day is actually great. I mean, in fact, a couple of years I've traveled either on Thanksgiving Day or another great time to travel around this country is Christmas morning.
I can see Christmas morning, but I thought Thanksgiving was a busy time.
I've been on a plane before on Christmas morning, and you just walk in, and it's you and 8 other people, and everyone tends to be pretty friendly because it's Christmas, and it's the one day a year where we try not to punch a stewardess in the face. Mm-hmm. It's been pretty nice. I mean, it's kind of depressing because you're like, I'm traveling on Christmas. It's kind of a downer. But it's a pretty good time. Pretty good time. Anyway, be safe out there on the roads. And if you see us,
hey, just don't speed.
Screw that.
Don't speed. Do the speed limit. You ain't break the law. You ain't got nothing to worry about.
Shut up.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
What to buy, what not to buy on Black Friday. I don't know if you're like my dad and millions of other Americans that have to get up early to go get a toaster with Bluetooth and an Olaf engraving on the side. But this year, a consumer website recommended that you avoid certain places, certain items. But it also listed a lot of really good stuff. I pared it down to a few that I think we actually might like.
I guess. My brain's also peaked. My interest is peaked by the idea of things to avoid.
Yes. Wallet Hub put together this list from great to bad deals worth getting or worth not getting out at midnight for.
Getting out that early.
It doesn't even start at midnight now. It starts after Thanksgiving dinner. It's mad. I've never been about
it. Would you agree that if you go to a retail establishment on Thanksgiving Day, you're behaving poorly?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could just name this for people behaving badly. And I would usually agree with that until the year that my dad got me like a 60-inch TV for Christmas that he got for like $200 on Black Friday. Here we go. A few items that I think are very much so worth it. This, especially in Texas, you're going to need. Costco has a 3,200-watt peak gas-powered inverter generator. It's $996 before Black Friday, $446 after.
So that's 50% off?
Yeah, that's pretty good. So when the power goes out this winter, this February, whenever.
Where is that?
Costco.
I think you should pay attention to that since the power is going out again this winter.
Yeah, or sometime. They've said the grid cannot handle another storm,
right,
even close to what we had.
Did you see what the fee is if a power-producing company says we're not going to winterize? Did you see what penalty they have to pay?
No. They have to donate more to Greg Abbott?
They have to pay a $150 fee and then fill out some paperwork if they decide not to winterize.
Oh, paperwork? That's very boring, though. A $600 Samsung 4K TV at Walmart Black Friday, only $120.
Yeah, but do I have to go inside the Walmart on Black Friday?
Yes, and they probably only have 4 of these
out. That's a great way to get shivved.
Dude, I was in, I think, McKinney, Texas for Thanksgiving once with a family, and I had to run to Walmart on Thanksgiving Day to get something that was left out.
My soul feels for you.
It was rough.
It's nuts.
Because you had the line outside on Thanksgiving. We haven't eaten dinner yet. This is like 3 p.m., the cooking phase still for us. Everything certain aisles were roped off. They had security guards.
Right.
The only place you could go to, of course, was like where the food was, where I had to get some stuff. But it was a hellscape. It was a nightmare. And that's the closest I've been to being out on a Black Friday.
There's only one really good thing that happens on Black Friday, and that is
the videos we get.
That people will create videos for us for people behaving badly for next week.
A Sam's Club massage chair going for $400. $4,000. A Sam's Club massage chair.
A massage chair?
$4,000 massage chair.
A $4,000 chair?
You're getting a little upset, but let me tell you.
What part of my body does it massage?
Everything. You can put your wang anywhere on it. I'm sure it'll feel fine. A $4,000 massage chair, Matt, only $2,000. That's right. That baby is half off.
You act like I'm going to spend $2,000 on a chair.
Well, you should.
No.
How about this? JCPenney is selling a Keurig Supreme worth $131. Only 61 for you, Matt Bearden.
No, Keurig.
JCPenney on Friday. Kohl's has a KitchenAid 5-quart mixer worth $549, only $199. You can make all your gravy in that.
That's just a big piece of metal to sit on your counters. All
yes,
that is.
Yes, we have one that was gifted to us, and it has never been used.
Yeah, nobody uses
it. In fact, I was going to use it for mixing some art supplies once, and promptly got caught by my fiance and told no.
Mixing some art supplies like paint?
No, just different medium, but similar to paint. What? Maybe a little more.
What were you going to mix in there?
It's alum, and it's for a marbling technique that you stain the canvas with and makes the paint do a thing when you hit it with a torch. It would have screwed it up, okay? As far as the worst deals on Black Friday, they didn't give you specific items and places, unfortunately. They did group them together by category, thanks to Avoid, that really aren't the
really
price,
deals.
Price that really aren't deals are most electronics, most furniture store places, and the least likely to be significantly discounted computers and phones. So avoid those items. Go get you a big ass generator from Costco because you're going to need it.
My dealer will throw in an extra pre-rolled on Black Friday.
Tight. That's good.
Got to get there early, though, before 6 a.m.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
A Texas football team is getting canceled.
Uh-oh.
This is people behaving badly. Yeah, that's right. A Texas youth football team is kicked out of the playoffs for being too good.
Wait, now, that doesn't sound like people behaving badly. It sounds like people behaving excellently.
I mean, the kids are behaving excellent. These are a group of 7 and 8 year olds.
Wait. 7 and 8 year olds.
7 and 8 year olds.
So, first grade, second grade, somewhere around there.
Very young. I mean, they have pads on, so that's got to be third grade. Isn't that when you start with pads? Start sooner?
I don't know.
The Flower Mound Rebels, and if you know anything about Flower Mound, they're, you know, the high school football powerhouse as well in that area. They're 7-0, won their games by a combined score of 199-6. This includes
I'm sorry, what?
199-6. All seven of their games, including 33-0 beatdown. The VP of the Keller Youth Association, which the Flower Mound Rebels just joined last year, have voted to eject the Rebels from the playoffs. What is that teaching kids? That's horrible.
I'm so confused as to what is even going on here. Are they saying that the coaches were too good? I mean, why are you punishing the kids for being dominant?
Yeah, that's what the coach says. He said everyone's basically making a sore loser decision. It all comes down to that. He's changing the rules so it benefits them. And Taylor, the guy on the board or whatever, said he admitted to kicking the Rebels out for being, quote, too good. They are too good. I fully admit it. Taylor said they are a select level team. They are too good for a rec level team, though it says that they're all playing kids the same age.
They're 7 and 8 year olds, and you're like, nah, I'm sorry. This is weird.
I know. It's sad. I mean, P, Sorry, I had to yell at my dog just so. Okay, not people behaving badly, but that is the third cord he's been chewing on while we're in the studio. That's the last time I bring my damn dogs in here. So yeah, instead of people behaving badly, the school board kicking out the kids, it's my dog, Mr. P. Yeah, that's... we've heard stories. We've talked about stories earlier this year, like the California high school that ran up the score on the other team, like 166-0. They left the starting quarterback in so he could throw, you know, 13 touchdowns or something like that. That's poor sportsmanship. You know, when you're beating someone that bad, you call the game, you put in the B team, the C team, whatever. You let your punter take some snaps at quarterback. But this is kids that are still in the learning level of football.
When I played, like, little kids baseball, I mean, it was pitch, but, I mean, I think I was, like, fifth grade.
Was it adult pitch or was it kid pitch?
No, it was kid. The kid was the coach's daughter. We were in an all, what was supposed to be a boys' league.
Yeah.
But she didn't want to play softball. She wanted to play baseball. And she was an insane
She's a gunslinger.
Pitcher. Yeah, and then her dad was like, well, I'm not trying to save your arm while you develop for high school or whatever, because there's not going to be girls baseball in high school,
yeah,
and you'll probably not want to play all these sports later on. So he let her pitch away, and I remember teams that faced us were really mad about it, because she threw... I played on with that same coach, I think, three different seasons, and she threw, I think, three different perfect games. I don't know how many no-hitters, but multiple perfect games. You know the difference is, like, so basically just strikeouts, all strikeouts. No foul, no pop-ups.
No ground outs, none of that, yeah. It's a perfect game.
She was a monster, dude, a monster. And, yeah, and then coaches would get really mad. Coaches accused her of being, like, older. And
because they can't be like, well, she's a girl.
Well, that's the thing.
They
got to
find whatever they can.
They were like, we don't even know if she's in the right grade. And they were still like, dude, you got your ass handed to you, girl. Now, I know in today's modern society, we would frown on saying something like this. But
that's what it was when we were kids, I guess.
Yeah. Plus, this was in the 1920s was when I played baseball. And yeah, she dominated. But it was funny because kids would get so upset when they had to play us. It was fun. It's fun to watch her. Yeah.
Just kick ahead that when you have a pitcher like that, it also makes a lot less stress when you're batting or fielding. So it makes the game more fun.
Our coach had this one rule too, that if a kid ever walked, that the ball didn't go back to the pitcher. The ball went to first base. And it just did.
Okay.
And in one of these games where no one was getting a hit, this kid managed to walk. And we were the visiting team, so the home dugout was right there along first base. And he ran over and was like high-fiving all of his buddies as he walked over to the first base. But our first baseman had the ball because the ball had been thrown to him. But he just hit it like with his arms crossed. And then when the kid looked up at our pitcher... And then took his foot off the bag to be like, ha, 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 ha.
He got tagged out.
He got tagged out. And then he audibly, like loud, burst into tears. It was so much fun. And it just has stuck with me all this time where it was like a lesson. Like, even if you get, pwned like that, don't go, because it just
makes it worse.
It was bad. It was bad. It was very uncomfortable.
Speaking of not fair, I just saw this football league in Flower Mound. The kids that got kicked out of the playoffs, actually, very last line of the story says, it's not fair. They kicked us out of the league for being too good. So not only were they banned from the playoffs, kicked out of the league for being too good.
Grammy nominations came out today.
They did.
You can peruse through them. Probably the headline is that Jay-Z has now become the most nominated act of all time.
Ever, really?
Yep. Nominated for some more Grammys. I didn't see all of them. He was just up at the headline. My eye actually got attracted to all the Austin artists, or Austin area artists, that received nominations.
Dude, tight. It's been a good time. I mean, last year, I think Black Pumas were up for quite a few.
Okay, first of all, it's not Pumas.
No, I like saying Pumas.
Okay, they were nominated in 2019. They took a year off. They haven't released a studio album since then, But they are nominated again. They put out a live album, live from Studio
Sweet,
A.
Sweet.
And that got nominated right away. They seem to be able to do absolutely no wrong. From the moment I first heard that they were getting, the two of them were getting together, I remember their very first shows before they'd played live anywhere, before they'd released any singles. They did a show at the Mohawk that sold out immediately, and there was already excitement about that. Plus, they were just at, ACL and...
sold out, five nights of Stubbs?
Big shows in front of the crowds at Austin FC. They really have been able to do no wrong. They were just nominated. Jack Ingram, who's a country artist from the area, also nominated, and a four-time Grammy winner, former Wimberley resident, Sarah Jaroche, who's a folk singer. Her album also nominated. There's some artists that may not be as well known from the Austin area. Conspirari, which is a choral ensemble here, best choral performance. I know not everybody out there is into chorale or choral music, but it's still pretty awesome that they were nominated, and also the Austin Guitar Quartet. And then it should be no surprise, because he has been nominated 50 times. But what Austin artist, 50 nominations, would be getting his 10th Grammy if he wins here?
Eno? The producer? Spoon drummer? No?
50 nominations. Austin artist, probably the most successful Austin artist.
Does Willie Nelson count as an Austin artist?
Why wouldn't he count? He's the father of the whole music scene. Willie Nelson is have been nominated again in the pop category.
Sweet.
For a tribute to, who's that guy? Frank Sinatra.
Okay.
Frank Sinatra did it. Now, here's the interesting part about the Grammy nominations.
Is that someone I used to hook up with is actually nominated?
Really?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Billie Eilish.
God, just stop that. No, I was going to say Machine Gun Kelly was not nominated, and he did not take it well on Twitter.
No! Oh, silly Willie Machine Gun Man?
Yeah, I can't read it, all of it, but basically just said... WTF is up with the Grammys.
Oh, man, sorry. Hey, make music that doesn't suck and be less of an ass.
He just won an American Music Award.
Whatever the hell that is, okay.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
Jobs and big, big money are coming to Taylor, Texas. It's all part of today's Weird or Wired, where we delve into the tech world, and Samsung came out with huge news today. In fact, the news was big enough that the governor actually released the news from in front of the governor's mansion. And Samsung is building a huge, huge chip plant in Taylor, Texas. And when I say huge, it's a $17 billion, again, billion-dollar chip-making facility.
Yeah, they're adding, like, new roads, new, like, completely building infrastructure from scratch.
They're going to have to.
Yeah.
Now, they are getting, of course, you would assume they are. They're getting a
30 years, right, worth of tax rebates? Sorry to cut you off. Oh, it's only 10?
It's 10 years. Okay. It's $300 million worth of tax breaks. They are saying that they will bring 2,000 jobs to Taylor. And that's great news, because until this news, the biggest industry in Taylor, of course, was...
sausage?
Methamphetamine.
Oh, no, it's the red sausage links. Come on,
stop,
man.
They stopped making them there.
No!
You gotta go to Thrall now to get them.
Okay.
This is, I don't, maybe you can you cook a chip in a bathtub? If so, great news. Double great news for Taylor. Sorry, Taylor. I am gonna take a couple shots at you just because, well, you know. You got that reputation. It's going to be actually really good for them. I do feel for a lot of residents that are in Taylor, because Taylor's been a place that a lot of older or economically disadvantaged Austin residents have fled to. They've actually left Austin as prices started climbing and climbing. They went to Taylor.
And now it's about to
Now there's
right
going to be
up.
Another one of those explosions, and they are going to have a hard time keeping up with that. So they'll have their own problems going on over there. But they said it's going to be a big deal. They will break ground very, very soon. It'll be great for the school area, school zone out there. You know, that much of a tax break can be a little tough, but the people that will be brought in will actually help lift that a whole lot.
And great for the United States, too, because there's been a chip shortage. A lot of the chips we get from everything from cars to Lego sets are made overseas, so now making some in America.
Yeah, it'll be fun, and I think it'll be a great addition to Wilco. And to the whole area, and, you know, anytime something good happens for anybody in our listening audience, I get kind of excited. Side note, Samsung had been looking at a facility, you may have seen it reported, they were looking in New York, which they said no to, in Phoenix, Arizona, which I had a feeling they were going to say no to. Originally, they had been leaning toward Austin. That was the report.
But Mayor Adler messed it up.
Well, specifically what they had been looking at was a plant near Manor. Yeah. Which could have been really fantastic for a town in an area like Manor. Unfortunately, it is being reported that the, a power outage in their Austin facility cost them $350 million. That power outage happened last February for a week.
Oh, no.
And it made it less favorable. They said the infrastructure just wasn't there.
Okay.
I'll just be kind of quiet about that and won't pass judgment. I think it's interesting that who made this announcement today in front of the...
His house might be the person responsible in a so way.
It was a little awkward or whatever, but I'm pretty stoked anyway. The area does continue to grow. That kind of dough, I mean, $17 billion being chunked into the Taylor area is going to be great for them. The little town that could, just 15 minutes... east of Round Rock on Highway 79. Get on out there.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
There is a Titanic-themed restaurant, and it is every bit as tacky as you might imagine it.
A Titanic-themed restaurant?
Absolutely. This weekend, I was at a friend's house, and they were discussing how my friend Whitney can't watch Titanic because she cries. Not because of the movie itself, but because one night when she was high, she Googled how many people died on the Titanic.
Right.
And didn't realize how many people died
on the Titanic.
And started bawling, crying, and now can't watch it. And in the middle of all this, my cold-hearted Australian friend goes, well, you know, there's a Titanic restaurant in Australia that's really popular. Never been there myself, but it's huge. And we didn't believe him because he always like BS's about stuff like that.
Right.
Found it on the good old internet, the Titanic restaurant in Williamsburg. It says, dinner and a show. A voyage you'll never forget. Hold on really quick, Matt. Tell me how excited you are about a Titanic restaurant.
I'm actually horrified by the idea.
Why?
For the same reason that I wouldn't go to the Twin Towers Cafe. I mean, it's just, who makes a... You don't make a theme restaurant out of a tragedy.
Well, you do. Here's what it says. Step back in time for a night of dining, dancing, and disaster.
Oh, my God,
I'm not making this up. This comes from their website. Welcome aboard the Titanic. When we hear about the Titanic, we only think about the disaster.
Yeah.
But what about the glitz, glamour, and elegance? Relive the fateful voyage, including all the fun before the iceberg came along, right here in Melbourne.
Like, after dessert, do they throw freezing cold salt water in your face?
I don't know. It says, we have a huge range of costumes for you to attend in black tie or fancy dress. This is the Titanic, after all. You've got to look the part. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, hen party, Bucks Night, or family reunion, the Titanic is sure to be unforgettable. Looking for an excuse to party? You don't need one. It's also got a section where it lists the prices and says that it does this show every Saturday night, but if you're not looking to get wet and messy, it offers different entree or whatever their word for appetizers are out throughout the week.
So can... What are they? Do they murder like 90% of everyone who's shown up for the show? Like at the end, they're like, hey, and to make it feel really good, those of you who are very wealthy, will be allowed to leave the restaurant, and the rest of you will be murdered.
Well, I mean, the dinner and the show three-course meal is $110 for an adult, $65 for a kid. So I don't think there's a lot of poor people going to this.
Absolutely have to swallow my scrunt on this, because this makes me angry, actually.
Well, whether you're looking to enjoy local seasonal produce, a sunset cocktail, or a night of disastrous...
None of their food is good. You know
to
that
welcome
something...
you aboard the Titan. It's like medieval times.
Exactly, just... it is. It's, you know, something like this is going to have really crap food.
I don't know. It says their famous Saturday Night Titanic show is a night to remember. They've got a gourmet three-course set menu. Another time they mentioned the glitz and glamour before the ship goes down. If you're looking to stay dry and cozy, our bistro serves a la carte menu all week long.
So you stay dry and cozy if you go eat. So Saturday's the big show where they splash
Saturday's
water on
the
you?
Show. Yeah, I guess they splash water. I mean, it says dry
What's
and cozy.
Going, what is going on in Australia?
Oh, dude, they're bogan AF. They're wild.
I don't want to dog on them too much because I'm watching Love Island Australia season one right now. And it's pretty good.
Australians are great.
They are.
They're rough. They're tumble. They're just as awesome as you think they might be.
They're party people.
Yes.
Used to meet a lot of Australians coming through Austin, staying in hostels and stuff, who would just travel, you know, just come to America to travel for a year or so.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be tough and cool and party hard when everything on the continent wants to kill you. Everything. Kangaroos will punch you. Platypuses will beak you. No. All the spiders and snakes are poisonous.
Nobody lives in that part of Australia. They all live on the coast.
That's true.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Can we go to break so I can stop listening to this song? Oh.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ.
I want to say a big thank you. I know it's Thanksgiving, and I wanted to thank you, CJ, for something very kind you did. Not just for me, but I think also for Spencer, for the whole staff, really. You brought your dogs to work today.
Yeah.
It's always great to have dogs around. And you brought one of them that has a failing heart with a heart murmur. So every 4 or 5 minutes, your dog makes a noise, and I'm pretty convinced that he's going to die in front of me.
I'm worried about it,
and
too.
I really wanted to thank you, because it's been really nice to spend 4 hours on the edge of my seat thinking I'm going to watch a dog die.
Completely break down, and then you and Spinny have to, you know, try to pretend everything's normal and do a radio show.
Yeah.
Living on the edge, baby.
Thanks, man. It's been really great.
Well, I'm thankful for this fun couple of weeks we've had doing this crappy little radio program together.
It was nice.
And now I'm thankful for management our first
wants
vacation.
To see, yeah, no, management wants to see you right after the show, though.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
No, they don't. Management took this week off. You can't trick me.
Also true.
I've worked here long enough. I know how this stuff works.
Yeah, I knew that something was up. It's funny because you can tell how everybody knows that management is gone, because when I pulled up today, I noticed that all of the reserved parking spaces for management were filled with different cars than are usually there.
My car?
Yeah,
whatever. Also, I'm guessing the car with the license plate that says...
Mr. Radio?
Mr. Radio. Ed Clements?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, his son got him he's very quick to let you know. He's like, my son got me that license plate.
Yeah, I was like, good.
Cool vanity plate, Ed.
Yeah,
I felt very conflicted seeing it. I was like,
I love it, actually, because yeah, it's just great. Like, when you see a guy drive by and you're like, oh my God, is that Ben Franklin? And then you're like, oh no, it's Mr.
It's
Radio.
Ed Clements, Mr. Radio. Yeah.
It's not Christmas. Why are we, or New Year, why are we doing Auld Lang Syne?
Because we get a couple days off and it just feels appropriate. I don't know, man. It's just been stuck in my head. All days I'm like, just get to F and 7 o'clock.
Yeah,
just
Spencer.
Just get to 7.
You thankful for anything?
No.
That's Spencer, ladies and gentlemen.
No, of course I am. Thank you both.
That's not what I'm leaning in on. I'm wondering if there's anything happened for you this year that you were actually, we don't really like you. We just have to work with you.
Oh, well, never mind then. Okay. Not thankful for anything.
I didn't know if you were just like, oh, I caught some side boob this week.
Oh,
or...
yeah, I saw a little booty.
All right.
A few weeks ago. I had a pretty good year. It's better than last year.
For catching for sure. little pieces
catching
of
little
skin
glimpses
here and there.
For the bank for later.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Spencer canceled when we return.
No, Spencer is a single dude, and he's...
There's nothing wrong with booties.
And there's nothing wrong with being single. It's just that it's not been the best time during COVID for you to really spread your wings and fly. So you have been a little bit of a sad Spencer.
Yeah.
A little bit of a lonely boy.
That's not good.
Hey, guess what? 2022 is going to be the year, baby. The year.
Hell, this weekend. Let's hope you get a little bit of thigh, get up in some gizzard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Thursday. You know it, baby.
I'll
be stuffing my mouth with food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
I was going to say.
Eat a little acerol.
Hey! What else we got?
Just make sure you pull out the plastic first. Put on the rubber.
Crang. Let me these berries.
Cran and berries. That's actually good.
Cranberries.
At Just Matt and CJ, communicate with us over the holidays, because there's nothing better than seeing a crappy social media post while you're fighting with your family.
Matt and CJ. Afternoons, 3 to 6, 101X.